You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
But the reason that is given this name, what's the reason that we call it Pirkei Avot? It's a Mishnayot, but the name is the chapter of forefathers, Avot. Why is given such a name?
Because what the Avot said?
Well, we don't have a quoting from the Abraham, Yisrael, and Yaakov. There's no statement from them.
Elders.
Avot means father. Av means Abba. Means Abba. What does Abba mean?
Father.
Av means. We have Av Melachot, like it's on Shabbat. We have Av, and we have derivation after what is the meanings. So now here, we see an interesting point. That this chapter of Mishnayot, there's no law has been derived from it. There's no halachot. It's only, what do we learn in the Pirkei Avot?
The ethics.
We learn manners, ethics, you know, how to behave, what to say, how to act. That's what the Pirkei Avot is all about. So now here, one of the reasons that is Mishnayot has given the name after Avot means that there are men. Why? Because our sages have guided us that there is a very, very important foundation in mentality of the Yehudi, and that is Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. And that means that the manner comes first before knowledge of the Torah. And how do we know? Who did they learn from such a thing? Obviously, yes. But how, where did they learn it? That the ethics is before knowledge of the Torah.
Adam HaRishon, he hid
from him. Adam HaRishon?
When he made a sin, he hid. So he saw himself naked.
Commit a sin is not lack of their heritage?
Yes, it is. But still, he hid himself.
You mean he had shame?
Yes.
So let's say you hit somebody and they go under the table. It's good? It's okay? So now, here we see when the Torah is given, the Torah was given when?
3,500 years ago.
Right, 26 generation after creation.
Yes.
So the Torah is crucial or not? When should it be given? When the world was created. So we should have Matan Torah, time of Adam HaRishon, or Noah, or Abraham. No?
Yes. Well, when you're born already, you have to get ready in order to receive the Torah.
Ready?
Yeah.
We need to get ready.
Adam was good.
Yeah?
The preparation.
And that Torah makes you ready. You have to be ready to receive the Torah. So what's the Torah is all about? If you need to be ready to receive the Torah, you're ready already. You don't need the Torah. So why you need to be ready to have the Torah?
If you are not Ben Adam, you are not going to have Torah.
So, yes, that's what we're discussing. Because sages, they teach us that the manner should come first before understanding the Torah. So now, here Maharal explains that we have Sefer Bereshit. How many laws we have there?
Not much.
We have some.
Yeah.
But here, Mahu explains that the purpose that the Torah starts with all these stories, what Abraham did, what Isaac did, what Yaakov did, how did Laban reacted, Terach dealt with Avram. To learn as far as the behavior, how did Rivkah spoke to Eliezer? How did Eliezer respected his master? So these stories is teaching us the manner that we need to know before to receive the Torah. So that's why they learn that ahead is Chatan the Torah, because the arrangement of the Torah is the stories to teach us manners. And that's why when we came out of Mitzrayim, the first thing that we should have expected should have been. No. As soon as we came out of Mitzrayim, what would you expect that would take place? Hazak Baruch, beautiful. Should we give us the Torah? No? That's what the purpose was. Why are you waiting 50 days? Why? What's the need to wait 50 days? So now from here we learn that Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us, of course, the Torah was crucial. And it was a necessity and should have it right away. But here, the whole workshop that we're going through to teach us, the Heretz has to be before Torah. So now, why is Chapika what? Because this is actually the Perek of the Avot HaKedoshim, of Sabi Yaakov. What does it mean? That means what we're learning now, we like to connect ourselves to Avot HaKedoshim. In what way? That how they had manners, how they were patient, how they spoke nicely to their wives, how Abraham made the tent for who first? For his wife, because he had such a respect for his wife. Constantly would say, Chash, no problem, it's okay, whatever you want. So now that's what the Pirkei Avot means. It's a chapter after Avot HaKedoshim, how they behave. And that's the requirement. Before we arrive at the meeting at 6th after Sivan, you have to gain mastery in Pirkei Avot. Why? Because if there is no Derech Eretz, the Torah is going to be disrupted. There are a few interesting stories that Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph, the 11th page of Gemara Sanhedrin brings. One of the story was that Rabban Gamliel appointed 7 people to come La'aber et Hashana, to make Adar double. So now all of a sudden, the next day he sees there's 8 people there. How many people he was expecting to see? 7. And all of a sudden he sees? 8. So he asks, who came here without permission? So, there was a chacham there named Shemuel HaGatan. So he says, I'm sorry, I came. I came without permission. But I came here, you know, to learn how you do Ibur Shana. So Gamliel told him, because you just came here to learn. So I give you a blessing that you be appointed to La'abed Hashana all your life. Amen. Yeah. The Gemara says, actually, Shemuel HaKatan was one of the 7 that was appointed. But he said that I'm not the one. Because he wanted to embarrass the one that did not show up. So he said it was me. So now you want to ask, where did he learn such a thing? Where did he learn it from?
Avraham
Avinu. Chazak Baruch. Gemara says he learned it from Rav Chiya, as you said. Rav Chiya. Probably had a name, nickname Abraham too, but he, Gemara says it was Rav Chiya. So what was the story of Rav Chiya? Gemara says one time Rabbi HaKadosh, Rabbi Nasi, was given a shiur. He was in a lecture, not his students. Then all of a sudden, he smells very, very strong smell of garlic. Because Rabbi HaKadosh was sensitive to garlic. So I asked Mechila, who had the what's the famous food that they make with garlic? No, this is a special food that they put lots of garlic. Actually, the main thing is garlic. They put lots of garlic. No. No, you're not from the area that they eat garlic a lot? No? Okay, fine. Chana? No, it's a special food. You can smell the garlic at least from 1 mile away. It's mashu.
What is it that?
I don't know. I forgot the name. No. It's a very famous food that they put from the area. From the area that, you know, they always carry garlic in the pocket. So No, that's a Sadiqim town. So now, Rabbi Nachman says, who had garlic here? So Rabbi Chia says, I'm sorry, you know, my wife made food with lots of garlic. I'm sorry. So he leaves, and everybody leaves with him. The class was canceled. Because Rabbi Chia was the greatest student of Rabbi HaKadosh. So when he leaves, everybody went out. No shiur, no class. The next day, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the son of Rabbi HaKadosh, sees Rabbi Chia, you know, on the street. He says, I heard you canceled my father's shiur. How could you do such a thing? He said, you know, your Abba asked who had garlic, so I don't have garlic. But I don't like garlic. I didn't eat garlic. But I left because I didn't want... you want that, you know, where that had garlic being married. So Gemara goes through the routine. Who did Rav Chia learn from? Is it from Moshe, Yoshua? Then there's a case that about the Ribono Shel Olam. It's a beautiful masyot. But the point about it here is that here Gemara is teaching us when, and then the answers, you know, they learned from Shemuel HaKatan. Shemuel HaKatan, when he came up with such a effort, because he had in mind, oh, Rav Chia did such a thing. So I have to learn from him. So now here, the whole point here is, when it says Pirkei Avot, we learn it, why? Because we want to learn from Avot HaKedoshim, Zechutam Magen Aleinu, whatever they did, we have to do the same thing. That's what the whole task here is. Every morning, not at this time, we have a mizmor between Oval Tzion and Bet Yaakov. We skip it at this time. We don't say it. The Mizmor says that the Rav Shalom says, Shamera nafshi, ki chasidani. Ki chasidani. The Rav Shalom says, please protect me because I'm chasid. Can you believe that the Rav Shalom would say such a thing? You said the Mizmor? You know what the Mizmor is? Between Oval Tzion and Bet Yaakov. It's written with a small print. Shamera nafshi, protect me, ki chasidani. How could you say such a thing? Was it chasid? What does chasid mean?
Bigger than a tzaddik.
I'm sorry?
Bigger than a tzaddik.
Beautiful. Gemara says, who is chasid? He says, chasid is the one that he learns the mili de avot. You know who Hasid is? That he, there's a two different statement. One is that mili avot and mili nezikin. The chassid means when he knows the Pirkei Avot. Chassid is the one that is careful that would not cause harm for another Yehudi. That's what the chassid is. Not the big quote. No, that's not the chassid. The chassid is that he's so careful that God forbid will not hurt another Yehudi or disrespect another Yehudi or put down another Yehudi. That's what the chassid is all about. So the Rav Shalom said, Ribono Shel Olam, Shamera Nafshi. Why? I'm chassid. I'm careful. And Chas v'Shalom, I'm not going to let another Yehudi get hurt, be embarrassed, put down because of me. I'm not going to talk negative about another Chas v'Shalom Yehudi. Chalila v'chas. And that's what exactly the task at this time is. You have to be chassid to learn mili de'avod. You have to learn the Pirkei Avot well. You have to gain mastery in it. They'll be ready. Bezat Hashem. We have a meeting. We have to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Sixth of Sivan is coming up. And that's what the task is. Hashem is Akeno. To be master in Mili De'avot. Bezat Hashem. And Bezat Hashem, man, never eat garlic when you go to the shiur. And instead Bezat Hashem Yeshuot. Besorot Tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.